Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Wednesday, March 15th. Stocks are for sale in the U.S., so just keep in mind, once again, that things are very fluid, so these prices are subject to change by the time you listen to this. So that as of 5:25 a.m., you have the S&P futures down 10 points. It's about 30 basis points. Dow futures are up 117 points. That's about 36 basis points. And then NASDAQ futures are down about 20 points, which is 17 basis points. Europe is trading off about 80 to 100 basis points in the major indices. Underperformance in basic resources. Financials are for sale. Retail is very weak, along with energy. You're seeing outperformance in some of your traditional safe haven groups like telecom, healthcare, and then consumer staples. Asia actually finished in the green across the board. The Hang Seng rallied about 1.5%. The Shanghai Comp finished up about 50 basis points. So nothing too dramatic that really stands out as far as kind of major macro news, but a few items to talk about. So on regional banks in the U.S., this is obviously the epicenter right now of kind of the macro world. A lot of headlines overnight about how the Fed is, considering ramped up regulations, ramped up restrictions, more stringent stress tests for these mid-sized banks that have really been under stress in the last week. That really shouldn't surprise anyone. Obviously it's a negative, but again, I think that it's probably the least of the concerns for this industry right now. I think much more important is the state of deposits. Are there still deposit outflows? Now, you've seen some encouraging remarks from a few banks in the last day or so as CEOs kind of went on CNBC and other media outlets to defend themselves, Schwab in particular. You've seen some insider buying in certain banks, but still a ton of anxiety about, just the secular outlook for some of these, institutions that are going to be under deposit stress going forward. I think, investors really to rebuild confidence, you're going to have to either see congressional action on expanded deposit insurance, and you have seen some suggestive headlines on that front in the last day or so from both Republicans and Democrats in Congress. It doesn't seem that there's anything imminent, so unclear really kind of what happens on that front, but that obviously would be positive for sentiment. And then, to the extent any of these regional banks can go out and raise capital, not so much because they need it, but just to demonstrate to the market that they can, that would obviously be a big statement of support. So I think absent one of those two things, you're not seeing a lot of real actual money committing to the group. You're seeing a lot of trading occur, but really into rallies, people are still selling out of their exposure to regional banks. So still a very fluid situation on that front. On the economic data, China had its January, February industrial production, retail sales, fixed asset investment, et cetera. The figures were decent. Nothing spectacular, nothing really all that underwhelming either. Retail sales were in line with expectations, definitely picking up some momentum, as one would expect given reopening. I think China's not a negative, but it's not nearly positive enough to kind of offset all the other worries that are lurking out there. On the ECB, there was a Reuters article out earlier this morning talking about how it's going to proceed with a 50 basis point rate hike tomorrow. That's not really surprising. The market never really priced that out. So you get 50 basis points from the ECB tomorrow. And then I think the question is kind of forward guidance. I think most assume that Lagarde will at the least downgrade the guided pace to 25 basis points going forward, if not suggest that the ECB will go on pause. But I think more likely is they'll just downgrade the pace to 25 basis points. You haven't really seen banking stresses in Europe for the most part. So I think, and then given that the inflation situation in Europe is a lot worse than what it is in the U.S., it's going to be hard for the ECB to kind of really go on pause at this point in time. The Fed's a much bigger wild card. You're seeing expectations really swing around violently along with Treasury yield. So I personally think you're going to get 25 basis points next week. The market's pricing in about 20 basis points. So consensus is approximately for 25 basis points. And I think then they'll probably kind of hit the pause button on future rate hikes, suggesting that they're finished increasing rates. I think, Powell's talked about this in the past, but I think he'll really emphasize it that leaving rates unchanged at an elevated ceiling is still a form of monetary tightening. It's not just the action of rate hikes, it's also the level of rates. So if you were to leave rates at 5%, which is where they would be after a 25 basis point hike, that's still a form of monetary tightening. And then I think it's widely expected that they'll pause the quantitative tightening process, at least slow it down, if not pause it completely. And in the past, if you kind of look at how the Fed has talked about those two tools, rate hikes and the balance sheet, they've de-emphasized the balance sheet as being real central to the inflation fighting process. So I think they'd have an easier time justifying going on pause with quantitative tightening, and then you know, perhaps staying a little bit more aggressive on rates. But you know, still a lot up in the air. You're going to get more economic data in the U.S. at 8:30 today with retail sales, the Empire State Manufacturing Index, and then the PPI as well. So all that will kind of factor into what they do. I think, you know, the worst case scenario would be you see the Fed come out next week, not do anything, but suggest they still have a lot more tightening to go once this kind of period of bank stress passes. You know, I think that would be something that really causes incremental selling in the whole market. Other major items to note, nothing too dramatic. You know, a lot of bank headlines, so beyond what I just talked about, so look at the piece for more details. And then on nothing too dramatic on the earnings front, you know, I thought it was interesting. Just BMW came out and said they're not going to be increasing car prices this year. They're kind of done with big price increases. They talked about improving supply chain conditions. So consistent on the supply chain front with what Volkswagen said last week, and then certainly just encouraging for the broader macro landscape. Lennar earnings out last night, pretty solid results. You know, they talked about how they are sacrificing margin deliberately, so lowering prices to a certain extent to help move volume. And they made up for that on, you know, as earnings beat expectations because of that higher volume and then also OPEX controls. And they also talk about how they're seeing improved, you know, supply chain conditions and also improved labor availability as well. For the calendar today, like I said, the 8:30 a.m. economic numbers will really be the most important. And then for earnings, you have Adobe after the close will be the big one. And that is everything for today, Wednesday, March 15th. Thank you for listening.